This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump told his convention late Thursday night, America must rise beyond its differences.
As Americans, we are bound together by a single fate and a shared destiny. We rise together or we fall apart. I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America. Because there is no victory in winning for half of America.
Trump also referenced last Saturday's shooting at a rally in Pennsylvania where his ear was grazed by a bullet.
There was blood pouring everywhere, and yet, in a certain way, I felt very safe because I had God on my side. I felt that.
Trump earlier paid tribute to a 50-year-old man killed during the assassination attempt and said he believes two others wounded are going to be okay. Trump's speech comes as a second Senate Democrat is urging President Joe Biden to drop out of the race. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Sources say former President Obama has privately expressed concerns to Democrats about his former running mate's campaign, and ex-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has privately warned the president Democrats might not win the House if he stays in. Congress's top two Democrats have also shown concerns.
Democrats are in a dark place.
And strategist Nathan Daschle says they cannot unite with the president atop the ticket. The Biden campaign rejects reports the president may be softening to the idea of leaving the race. Sagar Magani, Washington.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Court officials say closing arguments in the espionage trial of U.S. journalist Evan Gershkovich will be held Friday as the proceedings picked up speed in a case that has seen the reporter held in pretrial custody for more than a year. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
A U.S. journalist has appeared at a second trial in Russia for espionage charges, while talks of a prisoner exchange between Russia and the U.S. go on behind the scenes. Gershkovich is accused of gathering information for the U.S. while on a reporting trip in Yekaterinburg, where he was arrested. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that Moscow and Washington's intelligence services are discussing an exchange involving Gershkovich, according to Russian state news agency TASS. Russia has previously signaled the possibility of a swap involving Gershkovich, but it says a verdict, which could take months, would have to come first. Even after a verdict, any release could still take months or years. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. diplomats are working closely with African partners, the White House said Thursday, amid a fresh 15-day truce between the army and Rwanda-backed rebels in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The Biden administration believes this conflict in the northeast corner of the largest country in sub-Saharan Africa poses a real threat to global peace and security, a National Security Council spokesperson told VOA on Thursday. This truce, set through August 3rd, aims to quiet the constant violence that has plagued this resource-rich corner of Congo since the late 1990s. Britain let down its citizens by leaving the nation ill-prepared for the COVID-19 pandemic. That's what a public inquiry concluded in a scathing report released Thursday. Reuters correspondent Emma Jill reports.
Former Judge Heather Hallett served as the inquiry chair.
In 2019, it was widely believed in the United Kingdom and abroad that the UK was not only properly prepared, but was one of the best prepared countries in the world to respond to a pandemic. This belief was dangerously mistaken.
Meanwhile, the nation's finances are still suffering. Hallett's report found there was a lack of adequate leadership with groupthink clouding expert advice.
Emma Jill reporting. A Kenyan court has suspended a police ban on protests in the capital. The High Court said Thursday that citizens have a right to demonstrate peacefully. Police had barred protests in Nairobi indefinitely before the court decision. They said that the protests lacked leadership that would ensure peaceful demonstrations. And the largest housing provider for unaccompanied migrant children has been accused of severe, pervasive, and unwelcome sexual abuse of the harassment of children and its care. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.